done. Two quick messages, because each one is very small. The first one, simple hadith, but really it scares me personally. When Abbas radiallahu anhu, as narrated by Imam Tirmidhi, he said, الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَرِبِ. It's really very scary. The one who does not have anything from the Quran inside himself, like al-bayt al-kharib, the ruined house. So he's resembling tashbih, al-tamthil. You know, every one of us is like the house. This house either will be fresh and new, clean, well established, everything is there. The food is clean, the furniture is clean, everything is ready, everything is fresh. Or abandoned, mahjur, matruk, kharib, ruined completely, full of insects, bad things, bad smell, okay? Because it's kharib, it's ruined. So subhanAllah, as if he's saying, if the Quran basically is just the spirits, the life of this house, if it's there, alhamdulillah. But now, the good news in this, he said, الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. If he said, if he does not memorize the Quran, مثلاً, it's a disaster. Most of us, we are lost. Alhamdulillah. But I'd say, الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ. Now, it's not necessarily we are talking about a number of verses. It's not talking about just memorizing. We are talking about relation with the Quran. Be close with the Quran. Giving the respect for the Quran with the minimum of memorizing, but the Quran has a priority inside themselves. What does this mean? The word of Allah, the meaning that are contained inside the Quran, they have the priority in my life. This is the first message. Second message, as most of you pray the Taraweeh with us, you remember what was the hadith a few hours ago? What was that I said in the Taraweeh? Hadith Qudsi. من عاد لي وليا فقد أذنته بالحرب. The one who takes the wali as an enemy, let him know that I'm declaring the war against him. We moved to the stage where after the furud, we said what? The nawafil. So I want just to clarify something, because sometimes some kind of misconceptions or good understanding might be missed. The word nawafil, when it is said, many people, they translate it as ritual worship. Nawafil بمعنى عبادات الشعائرية, such as tasbih, صوم, zakah, sorry, صوم, umrah, you know, which is true, this is part of the nawafil. But nawafil, they do not stop by these rituals. يعني النوافل لا تقف عند ما نسميه بالعبادات الشعائرية. Nawafil, it's the ziyada, apart from the fard, which is applicable on any type of khayr you can do. Simple part of it, tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika. Now this is part of nawafil. Donating, giving sadaqa from your time to support any kind of voluntary work is nawafil. Helping anyone, fixing anything, trying to fix a problem between two friends, supporting any voluntary work is nawafil. So it's good to know, because sometimes, not all of us, for whatever reason, we can do this kind of worship. Maybe I'm very busy for whatever reason. I can't do the qiyam, for example, a lot of qiyam nawafil. Maybe I do not do the tahajjud. Maybe I do not read a lot of Quran, but I read as much as I can. But, you know, within the power and the skills that I have maybe a good space to do khayr. With the niyyah, whatever you do will be nawafil. So try to keep this in your mind if you would like to apply the hadith that we explained a few hours ago. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum.